the way the program was ran here. I can't explain like in certain like details, but it's just like a feeling I had when I left here. I was like, man, this program is different. Like the culture is different, the way they do things. And when I left, I just wanted to be a part of it so bad.
Have you been able to see Chip, Bill Davis, Corey Unwin today? And if so, have they given you an idea of how they plan to use you?
I did see him today. I saw him this morning, but just like a kind of like a greet, you know, say hello, say what's up again. But nothing like X's and O's yet.
So you don't know at this point whether you're going to start, you know, when practice starts, whether you're going to be getting reps at quarterback or safety at this point?
No. We haven't really talked anything football-wise, just, you know, how you doing again.
Would you feel comfortable starting camp at one position and maybe switching out of necessity, or would you prefer just to pick one, stay, you know, throughout the whole season?
I mean, I hope wherever they place me, I would stay there the whole season just so I can focus on it more, but I mean, if it happens to I need to switch out of necessity, you know, I'll gladly do it.
What do you say yourself? Who do you think you're better at? Do you think you're better as a corner or as a safety?
I mean, it's kind of a hard question because they're two, you know, totally different positions. You know, each position you have to have a certain mentality as far as being on the playing field. But I can't really choose really which one I'm better at.
What is with you in Calgary?
At a need, and because we had a new class of safeties coming in, and it kind of allowed me to go out there.
You moved around a lot growing up. Why was that?
Oh, just because, I was born in Cleveland, and I moved to Indianapolis, to Olathe, Kansas, then to Austin, Texas, then to Houston, just because my dad, he just kept getting new job offers, and so, but it was when I was very young, so it really didn't affect me too much, but really just moving around really helped me, like, you know, adapt to new places easier.
What's your father doing?
He was he's an accountant right now.
How familiar are you with the Eagles and, you know, the guys that you already have playing in the secondary? Do you know those guys at all?
Just, like, know them on a name basis. Nothing personal. I knew that there's a whole new turnaround in the secondary, so I kind of knew a little bit about the guys about last year, but now it's kind of a new crop of guys.
Have any of them reached out to you since you got
there? No. It was just last night.
Do you see that as a good situation for yourself, knowing that, you know, they had a lot of turnover in the secondary, they might have a chance to play right away?
Yeah. I mean, it is a good opportunity for me to come in and play and help the team out. You know, kind of fortunate. It's not like a situation maybe like I'm behind Revis, you know. But on the other end, if that did happen, I would learn a lot just because, you know, he has a lot of experience in the league. But for this opportunity, I do have a great chance to play.
The Eagles always talk about their desire for tall, long cornerbacks. Why do you think that's become so popular around the league, and how do you use that to your advantage?
Just because the receivers are getting taller nowadays. Now you're seeing 6'4", 6'5". 6'6 receivers now in the league, and obviously you want a corner that can match up with them lengthwise, so a quarterback won't just throw the fade on him, he can just reach over you. So really, my length is kind of an advantage for me, my long arms and my physical play, just the way I play the game.
What do you like most about their scheme?
I haven't learned much about the scheme, just learned a play or two just from the team visit. We haven't got to any football schematic, any football things yet, so.
Is Byron Maxwell someone you've watched or are familiar with?
Oh, yeah, I watched him at Seattle, and I was like, past couple years, I was like, man, this guy's good, and now, you know, I get a chance to play with him, get to learn a lot from him.
As far as the scheme goes, I mean, you know that they do play kind of a right-left rather than a free strong. Did they talk to you about that part of it? Did you fit in that way?
Again, no. Not a lot of X's and O's been going on, but if they do left-right, I mean, that's what I've been doing at Utah, so I'll be very familiar with it.
Where were you for the draft?
I was at home, my house in Houston.
What do you know about Philadelphia? Have you been here before the official visit? Any connections to the city?
No. This is really my first time on the East Coast. You know, originally from the Midwest and kind of moved down south and went to the West Coast, but nothing, no ties really on the East Coast. So it's my first time.
How'd you end up in Utah?
So just going through like the regular recruiting process when I made my official visits, when I got out there, I just fell in love with the city. The football team was perfect for me. The scheme-wise was the best fit. You know, I had a connection with the coaches and the teammates already there. So, and a great, you know, academic program. So it was really no hesitation.
Did you play a lot of press coverage when you played last year?
Yeah, that's probably about like 95% press. So, I mean, I have my good amount of press coverage.
Have you thought, I mean, you guys are able to use your hands a little more in the college game than you will be in the NFL. Did you have to rely on your hands a lot at that level? And do you think that'll be adjustment for you coming to the NFL?
I didn't have to rely on my hands a lot. At the line of scrimmage, yeah. To knock off the timing. But down the field, I'm not a very grabby player. Could we put a huge emphasis in our training camp at Utah where not to grab down the field, even when you can. So really going to coming to the NFL, you know, I feel like that's a good thing because after down the field, I'm not grabby. I'm just all depend on the eyes and hips.
This is a division where you can see Des Bryant 1 week, Odell Beckham the next week, DeSean Jackson the next week. Have you thought about that and playing in this division in particular?
Oh, I mean, yeah, of course, but I feel like that's what every division, it's the NFL. But really coming out the Pac-12, I feel like it really prepared me because 1 week was Nelson Aguilar, next week was Vincent Mayo, next week was Ty Montgomery. I mean, so really the mentality I have will, you know, translate to the NFL.
What makes, I mean, you talked about it a little bit last night, but can you just elaborate more about what you think makes Nelson the best? You were talking about him being the best in the Pac-12.
I felt like he was the most explosive, shifty guy in a receiver standpoint. I mean, I didn't get to match with him one-on-one as a corner because I was safety that game, but when trying to tackle him, I mean, you really have to come to balance. You better break down and really focus because he put some moves on that I have not seen.
So, last year for Eric, guys?
You had 36 passes defensed in college, suggesting you're around the ball a whole bunch at three interceptions. Do you think that's kind of just like luck of the draw, sort of how it goes? And, you know, that aspect, is that something that you're looking to improve on?
Yeah, I mean, my first couple years I had shaky hands. I had a lot of dropped interceptions, and my final 2 years is when I finally improved my hands. I wasn't really getting many chances, and when I do, they weren't clear interception opportunities, more just kind of break up the pass through the receiver's arms. But I really definitely have improved on catching the ball.
How close are you to your degree, Eric?
I graduated in the fall of 14.
What's your degree?
Business Administration.
All right,
thanks, guys.
Thank you, Eric.
All right. Nice to meet you.
All right. Thank you. Tony Page.